We know that it's kind of slow and steady for us. Definitely one extra layer to something every couple weeks is our plan, because mm-hmm. we want to be safe. We want to make sure, you know, that we don't have any exposure risk, or that every time we bring more and more people that we're keeping them safe, keeping our staff safe. So, you know, a couple weeks ago when I was here, we talked about physical therapy kind of opening for the first time in May. We've now into July, and so physical therapy's done a really great job at bringing back all of our patients and starting on a kind of a scaled down slope. And now we've kind of opened some of our physical therapy aftercare program mm-hmm. on a very, you know, different way it used to look. You could just come in every time. Now you have appointments, so we brought in more visitors that way. And this week was kind of our first week to open our daybreak program back up. Very small. It's definitely not what we're used to, for sure. But we're going to give that a shot with about 10 people or less right now, and go through a couple weeks, see how it goes. And that's our plan, is do something, wait a couple weeks, add some more people to it, and go from there. So we're trying not, you know, we're talking about it, especially with our clients, those who call. But, you know, we know that we may have to pause or back up a little bit, depending on how things go, and we're comfortable with that. So we don't like to make huge announcements that this is 100% the plan, because we know right now the world, like, there's no 100% plan at all.
We're talking with Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care, and you're absolutely right. We've seen the COVID numbers go up, go down, come back up again, flatten out, just any which way they want to go, it seems. And it's nice to know that your clients understand that you're going by the science and the want to gather and to go out and do things. And, you know, that want to is always going to be there. Yeah. But, you know, am I able to is also the big question. Mm-hmm. And I really am marveling at the way that everybody is really taking everyone and everything into consideration with every decision made.
We're absolutely trying to do that. And I think the greatest thing that we've been able to do is we are still serving a large number of people every month. Whether it was March when all of this kind of craziness happened to now, many of our programs are still running. In fact, some of them are still growing. Mm-hmm. Our Brighter Living program, where, you know, we go out into people's homes, we help with errands and transportation and light housekeeping. Mm-hmm. We've seen a higher need for that as people are nervous to get out, as they are just unsure of kind of what's going on. You know, they've said, hey, maybe we need a little extra help. We've had a lot of conversations with families that say, hey, you know, in a normal world, everything was fine. But in a COVID world, we're finding that, you know, coming in even out of town just to help mom or dad or help, you know, whoever it is much more difficult. And so we've seen an increased need of people to say, I just need a safety net. I need to know what my options are. I need to know how they're flexible. And that's kind of that Brighter Living program, that idea of getting enrolled and then having someone that you can call and say, hey, I can't get to the store today. Can somebody go for me this week? Kind of thing, you know. I don't know about you, but every once in a while I think, well, am I going to be quarantined for 14 days? Do I have my system in place? Do I have my plan of what would happen if that happened? And so if that's you, or it's a loved one or a neighbor, and you're like, yeah, we kind of do need to figure out what a plan would be if there's a, you know, shutdown, or I'm exposed and I have to stay at home, you know, how would that kind of work? And so you can always give us a call. That's kind of a new thing for us. Aging needs a plan. Whether it's in COVID times or whether it's in normal times, mm-hmm. aging has to have a plan. Otherwise, you kind of find yourself in emergency mode or crisis mode. And so maybe
nobody
needs
that.
No, and maybe you don't need anything now, but you hear, you know what, you might be right 5 years, 10 years down the road. And so we encourage you to start thinking about, how do you want to age in your life? How do you want that to look? Is it staying in your home? Is it transitioning somewhere? Is it bringing in help so that you can outsource the things that you just don't like doing anymore, or you just can't do anymore? What does it look like, and how do you prepare yourself, like you probably have done your whole life with retirement? How does that look for you, and how do you know where those resources are and all of that? And so we encourage you, if you're like, I need a plan and I don't even know where to start, you can give us a call. We'd love to chat and say, okay, well, let's just start with step one. What do you have? What's your ideas? What do you have already? And then we can help guide you in resources and ways that you can build that kind of aging in place plan, or or that. So it's not just a year thing. You know, you really got to think, what happens when, you know, when I can't drive anymore? Or what happens when I, you know, don't have the balance I used to? Or, you know, what are those plans? And it's really important to talk about them and to think about them, especially with your family. And we all know we live in uncertain times now. So if you've never had those conversations with your children, or now's the time to do it. Now's the time to really put that pencil to the paper and think about what is my plan.
Very good. We're talking with Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care, and having a plan is key. It truly is. No one really knows until they get there, as they say, but it's nice to have all the information right there at hand so that as you're traveling, you can navigate through to your destination. And as you know, things start to progress, maybe once your working years are over, hey, you're fine for the first five or six. And then maybe after that, who knows, maybe a health complication or physical complication, cognitive complication, or just one of a myriad of different things. It doesn't hurt to be prepared. And also, when you plan ahead like that, you're also very much more comfortable with making a decision should you have to make one.
Absolutely. And it's
and
so
it takes the stress out of it.
It does. And it helps your family or those who are your support system. You know, we all have a support system, hopefully, but whoever those people that you've identified, it helps them know what your wishes are. You know, if you're, you know, some people are very advocate or very adamant that they will stay at home absolutely long as possible. And the best part about that is, like with everything that's going, you know, everything in our community and in the world, you can do that. There are options for you. So if that is, you just need to explore them even when you know you're not ready for them. So you know, what would that cost maybe look like? How would it be set up? What is those best options for me? Because there are a bunch of them. Maybe you are like, you know what? I don't want to stay in this home anymore. It's too big. I don't like it. I'm going to move, you know, move into an independent community. That's great too. But do the research and know that, and then let your support system know what your plan is, so they can help you kind of do that. Because like you said, sometimes a complication comes up and it's unexpected most of the time, and it's sudden sometimes. So having this kind of, I guess we could call it aging in place plan. You know, what is your plan? Because the road can go a bunch of different ways. How do you want to do it? And do you feel more comfortable at home? You know, everyone's talking about safer at home. You know, we've heard that, you know, a lot in the last couple of years. Well, or months, I'm sorry.
It feels like years.
Years, it does. But you've heard it a lot. But it goes outside of this COVID situation. Safer at home. Do you feel safer at home? You know, do you feel like modifying your home to stay there? What does that mean? And how do we do it? And so, think about it. If you don't even know where to start asking those questions, we'd be happy to help. If you've already asked them and you know what you want and you're looking for someone to come into your home and to help, our Brighter Living Companions, like I said, we're still taking new clients. We're still expanding that. And we'd be more than happy to help you either with a service or help you come up with a plan.
Jennifer, how do we get a hold of you to get these questions answered?
The contact point.
The touchless contact point.
Yes. Well, you can give us a call, 918-336-8500. It's a great way to reach someone. You can, the receptionist, when she picks up the phone, just tell her what you're looking for. We'll get you to the right person. We can, you know, email back and forth if you want to. If you are more apt to, you know, list your questions kind of and have us answer them that way, we'd love to do that. That's info, I-N-F-O, at abouteldercare.org. We're active on our social media, specifically kind of Facebook, so you can message us on there if you're kind of doing that. I would say, usually I would say, just drop on by. We'd love to, you know, it may not be the great time to just drop on by, but we still are willing to take appointments and meetings. We just want those pre-scheduled so we can make sure we're taking the right precautions to do that. So you can, I would say the best way is to give us a call and we'd be more than happy.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Now, it seemed like just a few months ago we were talking about, oh, let's take a trip to Branson. Oh, yeah. And now, that, of course, as we mentioned, is all on pause. But one thing I think people are starting to find the value of elder care, what we've already been talking about, is that you're still there to help. And the varieties of different help that are available to folks. And for some of the younger people who have parents who are aging, If you caught part of that, you know, the website is available, and it can tell you about the services, too. And it's a well-done website. It's very easy to navigate.
Well, thank you. Well, we do. We are still here. We are still serving. You know, I'm glad you kind of brought up, you know, the Branson. You know, we were very excited about that in January. You know, one of our programs that we've really just not spoken about is our Golden Opportunities program.
Yeah.
And that's because the whole goal of it is to be socially networking. And we usually have large dinners of 65 people or 100 or large trips to Branson that are, you know, very, you know, 50, 60 people. And so at this time, we're not ready to open that back up. And so we've kind of suspended that travel,
yes,
those social classes, at least through September. So if you're a member of ours and you're like, oh, I wonder what we're doing, we're just holding off. We're not ready to enter into those situations yet because we all love each other. And I've had very few situations where there's only 5 or 10 people. You know, they're very large. And so until it's safer to be in those groups, we're just kind of suspending that social networking program.
And that's a good idea.
Yeah. But we are still, you know, we still have our other thing, our doctor, our physical therapy,
yes,
our Brighter Living services. We still are loaning out medical equipment. So if you're needing a walker, wheelchair, bedside commode, you know, elective surgeries are back open. You may be having that knee surgery now. You need a piece of durable equipment like that, give us a call. We'd love to loan it out for you. You just borrow it for the couple of weeks you need it. You bring it on back. If you are realizing this heat is overpowering your air conditioner and it went down, or you don't have central air and heat, our cool room project is still running. You can borrow a window unit if you're 60 or older. You put it in a room, you plug it in, it gets that one room nice and cool. It's a great option for anybody in our community who's a senior who doesn't have central air. Or I always like to say, you know, sometimes your air conditioning does break and it's like 3 weeks until they can get to it. It just depends on how many break. If that's your case and it's even a temporary need, give us a call. See if you qualify for it. We loan those out for free. We haven't figured out the bring back process yet, so you'll just keep it and then we'll figure that out as we we go on. But it's kind of like curbside service for us. We'll bring your air conditioner out to you instead of you coming in and getting it. But like you said, we are still here to serve, not just, you know, providing things, but if you need someone to talk to you, it is an emotional time. It's been months of maybe isolation or distancing, and you're starting to kind of feel that pressure or maybe that sadness that comes along with that. We would love to still just have a conversation, make sure you're doing okay. And that's what we've also started talking on. Check on your loved ones. Mm-hmm. Check on your neighbors, because it's been hard for everybody, and they may just need an extra phone call, an extra, we're all in this together, we're here, and just check on everybody.
I'm glad you brought up a cool room, because it is going to be plenty, plenty hot. It's already been pretty warm, but I mean absolutely steaming, uncomfortably, unimaginably hot.
Yeah.
And I was amazed to hear that you still have some units available.
We do. We still have some. I mean, we are loaning them out every day. Mm-hmm. So I would say don't wait until it's been 2 weeks of 100 to find out that you need one. But, you know, again, you may not know your air conditioner was going to break. I mean, usually you don't.
No.
So anytime that happens, give us a call. We'll try and work with you. If we have them in stock, we'll loan them out. We don't install them in your homes. We don't take them to your homes. You will have to arrange for someone to come get it if it's not yourself. You'll have to have a neighbor or a loved one help you install it. But it can be a lifesaver, because the heat can be very, very oppressive. Dangerous and oppressive, yes.
Jennifer, once again, the phone number?
918-336-8500.
And Jennifer Ennis with Eldercare has been our guest on Community Connection. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
And our program today has been brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
It's the